Lee from Steps. First of all, let's get on to this fact that you've got the platinum album, which is out tomorrow on the 19th. 25 years, man. Where did that time go? What happened?
Oh, you tell me. I don't know what's happened, but no, quite a lot's happened, hasn't it, really? Let's be honest. We've, from that first little audition all the way to now, we've gone through so much together. But the great thing is we've kept the fans, we've gained new fans, and they've stayed with us and supported us all the way. And, you know, we've got a great team of people working behind us. We all work very, very hard, don't get me wrong, but without the fans, I don't think we'd still be here. So I have to say a huge thank you to everyone out there that's a big Steps fan.
Over those 25 years, what is the one stick-out moment? Like, maybe it's the one gig that you did, the one tour that you did, the one song, maybe the one album. What was the one stick-out moment, if you had to nail it down to a moment that went, wow?
Probably the first time we all sort of did our own arena tour, and you're sort of backstage and you hear that rumble and you feel everything, and then you go onto the stage, and you know, when it's an arena tour and it's your arena tour, you know that everybody's there for you. And that's the difference with doing like any other festival shows or the sort of touring gigs like the smash hits we did back in the day and things like that. You know, you've got all your acts, but when it's your own arena tour, you know that everyone's waiting for you to go on stage. And when you feel that, and it's not just a sound that you hear, you feel this energy. It's unbelievable. So I think, yeah, the first time we ventured out onto our arena tour and just felt the power of the crowd, I think.
There was something in your voice that was telling me, don't be too sure, arousing my suspicions. I have never felt before. I thought we had it made. I thought you'd never go away. But now you're suddenly like a stranger, and you're leaving a lot behind of all the things I was ever planning for. This was the last thing on my mind. When I looked into your eyes, there was something you were telling me, but in my confusion I just couldn't see. If there was any doubt, I thought that we would work it out. But now you're suddenly like a stranger, and you're leaving all of behind of all the things I was ever planning for. This was the last thing on my mind.
Second greatest hits album that you've got, isn't it? I mean, there was Steps Gold. I mean, how long ago was that one? That was, I feel like that was like 10 years ago or something.
Oh, back in the day. Yeah, this one's more like, it's called the Platinum Collection. I think it is more just a collection of everything that we've done over the 25-year period. So I think when the greatest hits came out, obviously it was the sort of the big hits that we had back in that day, but now we can encompass those with all the new songs that we put up to date as well, and obviously a couple of brand new ones that we've thrown in there for the fans, and one which obviously Hard to Forget is out now. So yeah, I think it's just a big collaboration, isn't it, of everything we've done over the years, and you know, there's a lot on there.
About the new single then, Hard to Forget, the title suggests that it's a retrospective one, is it or not?
It was put on the table for us from our management team, and it was, you know, I could talk about the video as well, it was a nighttime shoot where we literally went down to a greasy spoon calf. And it's kind of like, you know, it's the song is your typical upbeat, you know, disco nightclub sort of vibe, very, very Stepsy. It's great that we've all got a lead part on this song as well, which is really nice. You get to hear all the voice, which again has been something we've tried to incorporate more and more with all the new Steps music rather than the old. Very much a girl-led band, girl vocal, but the modern-day Steps, you can hear me and H coming through a lot more than the past, which is really nice. And the video, yeah, we're just kind of chilling out in a calf and getting your kebabs and your burgers and everything you do at the end of the night. It's just a bit of fun, to be honest. It was just something we'd never done before. It's not like big glitz, big glamour, you know, loads of money, travelling somewhere, big scenery, props, the lot. It was just, let's keep it quite short, sweet, simple, and just throw in something different, and that's what we did.
And on that note, in the video, is there the trademark Steps dance routine that you've made?
Well, there's a sort of a motif nod to the routines, but if I'm really honest with you, we haven't got a full-on choreographed routine to this track, and we've actually never performed it yet. So we're kind of talking about that at the moment. But in the video, yeah, there's a little movement, Hard to Forget. You kind of slide your hands up to the side of your face, and you sort of do like a thinking, and then you brush your hand away forward. And you can see it in the video. It's just a small little motif that everybody can do.
Your Steps, that'll just catch on every dance floor around the world. You know that, don't you?
I hope so.
Let's talk about also Sunday the 4th of September, because you are coming back to Stoke-on-Trent at Trentum Live again. Welcome back.
Yeah, we are. We're in the middle of a festival tour at the moment, which is fantastic, up and down the country. And yeah, we are going to be Trentum Live. We're giving the fans a little taste of everything, really, with these festival shows. We do a lot of the songs from the early days, and we throw in some of the new ones as well from the last sort of two albums that we've done. So there is a bit for everybody in there. And to be honest with you, it's just great to be back out, back on the road, and performing with other people as well. It's brilliant.
I mean, I don't know where you get your energy from. You know, all the dance routines, all the gigs, the tours, and all that kind of stuff. There must be a moment, and I know you probably wouldn't admit to it anyway, there must be a moment where you get out of bed. I get out of bed at 42 years of old age and go, oh, not again. But the energy, how do you keep fit? What's the secret?
Well, talking about getting out of bed, my wife can tell you, I'm a morning person, which really annoys her. So I kind of get out of bed and just go, right, here we are. You know,
we can't be friends, Emily.
Yeah. Let's face the day with a smile. But you know what? We kind of said a few years ago that we don't want to do as much dancing anymore because, you know, our joints are kind of letting us know our age. And we've ended up doing more dancing in these last tours than we've ever done. So I don't really know what happened, but we just, it's kind of what we're about. We love it. And the tour is our baby. We've always said that. So being on stage is what we're all about. We love performing for the crowd. We love seeing everyone do the routines back to us. Everyone joins in. It's a big party. So hopefully, you know, we'll keep it going for a little bit longer.
I want you to bring on and announce your brand new single.
Okay, here it is. Off the Platinum Collection. This is the new one from Steps. Hard to Forget.
The stars are listening. Street lights. See every move, every step I take. Heartbreak and champagne. The whole night. I'm sick of the burn, sick of the aftertaste. So hard to forget. Drinking and dancing while you're dreaming in bed. So easy to love. So hard. Was that easy for you to forget?